Good afternoon. It is Friday, January 8th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. Can you give us a quick update on the grain market this week?
Well, we've had a little bit of interaction with the investment class as the gyrations have happened over in the stock market. Typically, there's an inverse correlation between commodities and equities. So when the stock market's selling off, we get a little more interest in parking some money in commodities. That's helped us to a degree this week. But the main thing is positioning for these USDA reports on Tuesday.
Live cattle was locked limit down on Thursday. Do you think this most recent rally is over?
Yeah, we had a pretty good short covering rally in the cattle. The box beef is actually still going up, suggesting a little better demand scenario after the first of the year here than what we've been looking at. But the market was overbought, and yesterday the longs kind of made a statement, sold with both hands, if it were. And basically, we did not break anything technically. We're still holding above the 18-day moving averages, the Bollinger midlines in those cattle charts. My argument has been that we've seen the bulk of the rally in the cattle. We need higher cutouts to do more, and we need the hogs to cooperate. In other words, the hog market's kind of the key here. If it can continue to climb higher, then I think you can put a little more on the cattle. But otherwise, the rally in the cattle that we saw late December, early January there made beef a little expensive relative to pork again.
Do you think the hog market can support the cattle and prevent a large sell-off?
We've been in a pretty nice little uptrend here. The hog market had just totally melted down late fall. We're getting past the peak slaughter numbers now and seeing the exports doing fairly well. We just got confirmation of that yesterday when the government put out the final November pork export numbers. Those are a lot more complete than what we get in the weekly export sales report. So exports are picking up on the pork side. Production's going to slow down a little bit here. We have a limiting factor, of course, which is the sow herd still getting bigger and the pigs per litter were record large in that SEP-NOVE period. But technically, the hogs are acting okay yet. So short term, I think the hogs can support the cattle, but we're not looking for any huge move up here.
Thanks a lot for your time today, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great day.